This is Dr. Schumacher. Are they saying a progress note on Gwen Appleton? Last name, Appleton, Gwen, Gwen. Place was her private apartment at Flint Heights Terrace. Date was September 26, 2022. The paragraph is Appleton was seen regarding COPD, osteoarthritis. He has reported some chest pain, period. Comparative history. Overall, Mrs. Appleton is not feeling extremely well, period. She was comfortable and she was, in fact, looking after her granddaughter while she was in the apartment, period. She had COVID-19 in May of this year, but she didn't finish the COVID because she didn't like the way it made her feel, period. She's largely recovered, but she gets short of breath easily, period. She does have significant COPD and gets short of breath with slight exertion and occasionally at rest, period. During the COVID infection, she lost her sense of taste and lost about 18 pounds, period. She's been gradually feeling better, period. Comparing, she complains of chest pain that's intermittent, more of a tightness, and more with exertion and better with rest, period. She saw a cardiologist, namely Dr. Shangizi, a few years ago, but never followed up, period. She had a stress test and a cath that suggested a blockage of one of her arteries, period. Actually, I believe she had the stress test that suggested more than and not a cath, period. However, she was to follow up with him and didn't, period. She is able to walk around the building, but sometimes has to stop and rest, period. Today she walked outside and needed to rest after a while, and then she could come back in. Her dyspnea can be related to both to either the COPD, and there's a possibility it could be coronary related, period. I did advise her strongly to make an appointment with Dr. Shangizi, and I will, and I have had our office staff try and set something up, period. She also knows she had a mammogram that was negative done recently, and she also had an ultrasound that was negative, period. Her breast tissue is dense, period. New paragraph. She has a history of depressive disorder, which is baseline, period. She has a history of seizures, but that's currently stable, and she's not needed anticonvulsants lately. In paragraph review of systems, constitutional, no fever or chills, and she had the above-mentioned weight loss. She does get blurred vision. ENT, she has decreased hearing. Respiratory, she gets dyspnea, especially with exertion, but sometimes at rest. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, bleeding, or nausea. GU, no dysuria, other complaints. Musculoskeletal, she has diffuse arthralgias. CNS, to get sinus headaches. New paragraph, passes is positive for seizures, osteoarthritis, COPD, eczema, back pain, hearing impairment, hyperlipidemia, anemia, emphysema, depression, osteoporosis, possible coronary artery disease based on an old stress test, but that's not definitive. New paragraph, social history. She has not smoked since 1992, but did smoke before that period. There's no alcohol excess, period. She has smoked marijuana. New paragraph. Medications, triamcinolone, a 1% cream topically twice a week. EpiPen is needed. Albuterol HFA, 1 to 2 puffs is needed every 4 to 6 hours, period. Nitroglycerin, 0.4 milligrams sublingual as needed, period. Aspirin, 1 milligrams daily, and she stopped it due to a bleed, period. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing. Blood pressure was 130 over 84 and later 110 over 70, period. O2 94%, temperature 97.5, pulse 68, had a neck, pupil equal reactor light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, extraction wounds normal, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, inspection, hearing normal, hearing diminished, Next up, with no mass, no nodes, lungs, diminished breast sounds, no wheezes or crackles, no accessory muscles for breathing, cardiovascular, normal as one as two, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, abdomen soft and non-tender, no organomegaly, CNS, cranial is normal, sensation intact, motor is approximately normal, period. Musculoskeletal, shoulder range of motion is normal. There's no joint inflammation, effusion, or cyanosis. Skin was intact, warm and dry, without major lesions. She was oriented times 3. In paragraph assessment and plan, 1, Mrs. Appleton has COPD, which is moderate to severe, period. I'll continue the albuterol inhaler as needed, period. 2, she has chest pain. We must rule out coronary artery disease. And I will have a referral made to Dr. Changizi for a further workup, period. The pain could be atypical or it could be coronary-related, as she has a positive stress test in the past. 3, she has osteoarthritis. I may continue Tylenol as needed. 4, she is post-COVID for several months and may have residual symptoms, although she does have significant COPD, period. I will renew her nitroglycerin, period. New paragraph. I will review her in 1 to 2 months, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating. End of dictation.
I don't see a lot of it in the general, just to be perfectly honest with you.